Okay, let's begin. Brachas Davches. So we are in the, I'll start again on Zayin Abayz, the Shalosh Tchifos, the three actions that are done immediately before something else. And that's what the Gemara got into. If you remember, the whether one wasn't allowed to talk after Shema, so he said, oh, maybe that only means in the morning. Emes v'yatzav shal shachris. So again, damar v'zira b'shem rabbi abba bar yirmiya shalosh techifos sein. There are three techifos. Again, this comes up in the Bavli as well, in the Mems. Tekef l'smicha shchita. Tekef, right before shchita, one does smicha. Right, the big discussion. If you look in the first Minchas Chinuch in Sefer Vayikra, in on the carbon ole, he has every detail you want to know about shchita, smicha, about who does it, and is it a haschalas maisa shchita? But that's tekel smicha shchita, tekel netilas yadayim bracha. Right before bracha, we do netilas yadayim, and as we mentioned yesterday in the Bavli, it is clear that the Rishonim understand this as talking about mayim achronim, that right after one does mayim achronim, then one needs to bench. Lamai nafkamina, what, there's an isser hefsik, so the poskim discuss that if I want to eat more after mayim achronim, so then I would have to make a new bracha, because mayim achronim constitutes a hefsik, a hesach hadas, you know, I'm done eating, and if I would want to eat something more, so then I would have to make a new bracha. But if I'm not going to be eating anything, then that should be done right before benching. Again, the big discussion, Maseches Chulin, Maseches Brachas, later on, about Mayim Achronim Bizman Hazeh, Mayim Achronim Chova, his Kaddishtim, Yisem Kedoshim, or is it only because of the Melach Sedomis, the salt that we don't have anymore today? So the different Minhagim about whether Mayim Achronim is Noheg Bizman Hazeh, based on the Machlokas Rishonim. So that's Tegel and Atil Shayim Bracha, but as we'll see in the Yerushalmi here, it's not talking about the Mayim Achronim, it's talking about the Mayim Rishonim. It's talking about Nitilas Yadayim that we do before the Seuda. And Tekef L'Geula Tfila. And the third one, that's the reason that it is brought here, and that is Smichas Geula L'Tfila, as the language of the Bavli is. So the difference between Smicha and Tekef. Tekef sounds like a more immediate right away, but we know Smicha also means, it means that as well, that we shouldn't have any breaks. So now we're going to find a source for each one. Tekef L'Smicha Shchita V'Samach V'Shachat. The remez in the pasik, that smicha, and then right after that is vishachat. Tekef the nedilas yadayim bracha, su yideichem kodesh, uvarchu az Hashem, lift up your hands, uvarchu az Hashem. And that's a remez to bracha rishona. If you look in the Ma'arav Fulda, right on the side here, su yideichem kodesh, haynu nedilas yadayim, shetzarech lahagbia yadav, Bishas Natila, that we're supposed to lift up our hands when we do Natila Shadayim, Shalo Yeshubu Hamayim, Vietamo Ayadayim. So after though we wash our hand, Natila Shadayim, the water doesn't go back and be Matami our hands. Vitekev Barchu Hashem. So lift up your hands by Natila Shadayim, Uvarchu Hashem. And that's quoted in the Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Samach Beis, and Hilchos Natila Shadayim for Su'uda. Hanotel, somebody does Natila Shadayim, Tzarech Lahagbiya Yadav, Lamala. One lifts up their hand, their fingers up, Shelo Yetsu Mayim Chutz LaPerek V'Yachshu V'Tamu Yisadayim. So the water doesn't go back and be Matame our hands. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah has a 20-line Mishnah Berurah here, where he gives an introduction and a summary of Netilas Yadayim, why we wash our hands before we eat bread twice. Well, originally it goes back to the time when they used to wash their hands before eating truma. That's what it goes back to. So, but we still have it, Bizman Hazeh, Mehera, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and we'll go back to that. We wash our hands once, but now our hands, which are Stam Yadayim, are Shnios, so we wash our hands so that the water takes away the truma, but the water has the truma. That's why we wash our hands again to get rid of the tame waters. The problem is, the chashash is that we'll wash our hands once, it'll go, let's say, above our wrist, and then we'll wash our hands again, and then the hands, the water that went above the wrist, which became tame, did not become tar, and then it's going to roll down and go back onto our hands and be matame our hands. That's why if we lift up our hands in a way that the water does not go back on our hands, suyadechem kodesh, lift up the hands so the water doesn't go back on, that would be what the Gemara is referring to here about Su'u Yedechem Kodesh, right? That comes up here in Kuf Samach Beis. By the way, that also comes up in Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, right? By the Kohanim Duchening, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Sif Katan Yud Tes there, the same idea. Same idea of lifting up one's hands. says the Shulchan Aruch. Ava vishanah lakohanim yideim shachris. As we know, even though the kohanim wash their hands in the morning for netilas yadayim, chozrim v'notol yideim ala perek. They wash their hands again right before duchening. V'halevi yotzeik yamayim al yideim, and the Levi pours the water on their hands. V'kodem lochein yitzol alevi yadav. Interesting, the Levi should also, but the Ramah says the minhag is not to. Okay, but the Mishnah Berurah there quotes, Iker and Atilas before Rabbanan Akroi, Shinemar, so Yedechem Kodesh, Varchot Hashem, Klomer, Kishatisu, Yedechem, Kachu Osam Tchilav, Yahainu, Natila. Right? Again, so that's why wherever Natila's time comes up, this is alluded to. So Yedechem Kodesh, Uvarchot Hashem. Tekef, Lugula, Tfila. Tekef, Smichas, Gula, Tfila. Yiu, Laratzon, Imre, Fi. Right? The end of the pasuk is the key here. Vehegion, Libi, the Fadach Hashem, Tsuri, Vig, Go, Ali. Right? Gula. Maksiv Basrei Yad Hashem B'Yom Sarah. Right, the end of Perak Yotes, the beginning of Perak Chaf, and Tehillim, we have Go Ali right next to Yad Hashem, Hashem Shun Asmi B'Yom Sarah. That's what you see, Smichas Geula Litvila. That is a huge discussion in the postgame. I found the one amazing source that I never knew before, Smichas Geula Litvila. So one of the big discussions in Smichas Geula Litvila is, we know there's a difference, we already mentioned yesterday, between Shachris and Ma'ariv. We have the din by Shachris and by Ma'ariv, but Ma'ariv seems to be a little more flexible. Shachris, we go right away, there's a machlokas amaroim, whether it applies to Ma'ariv or only to Shachris. Shachris, we're very choma. Baruch Hashem Goy Yisrael, we go right into Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Ma'ariv, we have Hashkivenu, which is a Geula Arichta, the Gemara says. We have Chatzi Kaddish, which is a Mitzarif of the Tzibur, but we're a little more flexible. But where are we even more flexible? Friday night, we seem to have another hefsek between the Shmona Esrei, Gol Yisrael, and Hashkivenu, which is in the Gemara. But what about all the psukim that the minhag of many is to mention? So if you ask the Vilna Gaon, the Vilna Gaon says, it's wrong. It's not in the Gemara, and you shouldn't say it. And there shouldn't be any psukim announced, Vishamru Vayadaber Vechulu, at that time, because it's a violation of Smichas Geula Litvila. So we mentioned in the past the different opinions about how does one justify. The Tur quotes Vishamru. The Shulchan Aruch does not. But the Tur already quotes saying Vishamru. So what is the justification of that? So the Tur quotes Shim Yishmru. The Gemara says, if Bnei Yisrael keep a Shabbos or two, so then Geula is going to happen. So that's Vishamru is connected to Geula. Shem Yishmur Shabbos Achad Ein Srichin Shmira Hu Gamkein Me'ein Geula. Shem Yishmur Shiswa Beishabasos Bian Nigalam. Okay, that helps for Vishamru. What about for the Chagim? Says the Drisha on the bottom of the Tour. Sarachi and Lama on Omerim Beragalam Aydaber Moshe Uverbrat Shalom Atzina B'Shem Posek. It's not there. So he says maybe it's Kitfila Arichta. The Kivan Shabbat Laskir Kedusha Sayom Zorach Lazorach Lazorach Kodem Lachin Me'ena Ma'ora. And the Rashba, he quotes the Tshuva of the Rashba that says it's kind of like an announcement, like you know what Shmona Esrei to say, and it's not of a hefzer like Yalav Yavo, right? Vishamru, so you remember it's the Shabbos Shmona Esrei, Veidavar Moshe, you remember it's the Yantar Shmona Esrei, but others also the Levush says, well maybe it's also Geula Arechta because all the Chagim are Zeichel Yisias Mitzrayim, so it's also connected to Geula. I says the Levush, what do you do with Tikkun BaKodesh Shofar? Oh. That's related to Tekab Shofar Gadol Acheruseinu and Bahaya Bayamu Yitakab Shofar Gadol the Geula Arichta of Mashiach. So that's why Rosh Hashanah. What about Yom Kippur? Kivayom Azay Yechaper Alechem Matar Eschem. Ein Lecha Geula Sanefesh Geula Yoser Mizek Geula Sanefesh. That's the Levush in the halachic context. But that's all in Tavkuf Beis, all the explanation of all of these opinions. But you don't have to come to any of this according to this Rabbeinu Tam. The Arzarua in Hilchos Kriyashma, in Simon Yudalid, quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Umatzasi, you have to figure out why this is, but he quotes from Rabbeinu Tam, De b'Shabbos ein lachash lismo gula tefila. Shabbos, you have more flexibility. Shabbos or Yontif, one would say. Why? Because the whole source of Zvichas gula tefila is Hashem Sriva Goali Yad Hashem Biyom Tzara. Shabbos and Yontif are not Yimei Tzara. So that's why you don't need Smichas Gula Tefillah on Shabbos and Yantif. The poskim don't quote this, but this is the Arzarua in Os Yudalid in the name of Rabbeinu Tam in Hilchos Kriyashma. So that would help for that issue. We continue. Amar Rabbi Yossi Barbun, Kol Mishu Tokef Smicha L'Shchita. Anyone who does Smicha and Shchita, leaning on the animal with all your koach, Smicha and Shchita, Ein Psul Nogea Boso Karban. Then that carbon has a special protection. and it's not going to get a psul. V'chomishu tokev netilas yadayim lebracha, and anyone who does netilas yadayim right away bracha, inasad the mekatrig bosa suda, the satr is not mekatrig during that suda, if you do netilas yadayim and bracha right away. Why is this? The Shulchan Aruch says, I think the Rama says, in the back also in Hilchas Suda, that, you know, if it takes too long, what are we doing? We washed our hands and we're sitting there doing nothing. Sitting there doing nothing. Right, so what it would be mevatel Torah, mevatel everything. We're just waiting for everybody to wash. So the satan is mekatrig. You know what's going on here? Look at the Jews; they're being mevatel. They're not doing anything. They're not saying anything. That's why we should try to hasten that time. One is allowed to learn during that time. You know, there's no hefsik hesach hadas in terms of not allowed to learn. Right? One is allowed to sit and think about learning at that time while one is waiting for everybody else to wash. But then also the satan is not makatrik. V'chom ishu tokev gulu atfila, ein asad makatrik oso yom. And anyone who is so mekulu atfila, also the satan is not makatrik, but oso hayom. The Gemara also, in Bavli, also has a similar line, kol aso mekulu atfila, eino nizok, is not damaged the whole day. Tosfos there, Tosfos in Brachas, and the Daf Mebeis asks, really? V'im tomer, ha kol olam so mekulu atfila. The whole world is so mekulu atfila. Umay Rabuse de Rab Bruna, though Pasachuchami Pume, the Gemara says there that Rabbi Bruna was smiling. Let me just find the story. He was smiling and he said, Why were you smiling? The Samagula Tfila of La Pasachuchami Puli Kilyoma. He didn't stop smiling the whole day. So yes, Tosfos, a lot of people are do that and they're not smiling and they're nizok. Tosfos says, no, it means kivasikin. Svichas gula tfila kivasikin. Right at that time, that's what it's talking about. That's Tosfos. Rav Nevenzahl, right in one of the biographies of Rav Nevenzahl, says that one time when he was younger, he was having a little levity. I don't know exactly what that means for Rav Nevenzahl. That it means that he was a little laid back. Rav Shlomo Zalman walked by and so he was having a little levity, and he says, "Oh, you must have been Shlomo Kula Tefila this morning." Right, that was his little musser that he gave him because of this Tosfos that he was having. He was smiling because he was so good feel in the morning. So that's how Rav Shlomo Zalman gave musser to Rav Nevenzahl. Okay, Amar Reb Zeira, Anatach was good tefila. I was so good tefila, and look what happened. Vistadis Bangaria, I got caught up in the and had to go pay something for the king. Movda Hadas Lapalton, I was forced to go to the king to bring him Hadasim to the palace. So you see, I did it, and it didn't work out for me, right? I was nizok that day. So Amrulay, they say to him, "What do you mean, Rabbi? Revuhi, it's a good thing. Revu, like pru revu. It's something that could expand. Isbnei inish yavin pritin. There are a lot of people that would pay money mechakim lepatin to go see the palace, right? You think it's a bad thing? It was a good thing. You got into the palace, right? And you got in, bringing hanasim. But that's not something that you should be complaining about." So Rav Chaim Gadevsky here quotes the Gemara, also in Brachas. Well, the Gemara says, "La'olam yishtadel adam larutz likras malchei Yisrael." It's a good idea to go see royalty. "V'lo likras malchei Yisrael bilvad el amafilo likras malchei goyim shim yizge yavchin." Because you go there, you see the pomp and circumstance, you realize that's nothing compared to Melech Malchei Malchim. This is just human beings. So it's good to see the pomp and circumstance of royalties. That's what they say to Reb Zeira. You know, you think it was a negative, but come on, I think it was a positive. Shouldn't be complaining about that. Amar Rabbi Ami, continuing. Kol mi she'eino togev l'geula tefila, whoever is not somek geula l'tefila, l'mahu domeh, what's it similar to? L'o'avo shamelech, it's like a friend of the king. Shabba v'hirtik al pischo shamelech, that goes and knocks on the door of the king, knocks and knocks and knocks, and right when the king comes to the door, yatsa later, the king comes to the door, ma'u mevakesh, u'matzo shivlig. He comes to the door, and right before the king comes out, I run away. I knocked on the door, and I run away. So that's what happened. Gal Yisrael, I'm knocking and knocking and knocking, and I'm coming to Hashem, I'm describing, and then right when the king, Hashem, is coming, say, okay, what can I do for you? I leave, and I have a hefsek, and I have a break. So that's why, that's Gal Yisrael, I have to go right into Hashem's Vazai Divtach. Odu Iflik, so if we leave, then he leaves. And therefore, it is something that is not good and should be careful about, right? This is interesting, very unusual, in Maseches Brachas, but Rashi on the Bavli, quotes this Yerushalmi, right? I don't know how many Bavli, Rashi, I have to do the search, how many Yerushalmis Rashi quotes in Maseches Brachas, but right here, Dalet Amabez, Zasomech, Kol Shekein Teshachris, Iker Gulos Mishraim Beshachris, V'chulu, and then Rashi quotes, V'smichas Ulo Tfilo, Ramza Dov Sefer Tehillim, Hashem Tzri V'goali, V'samach Le'anach Hashem Yam Sarah, V'yamrinan B'brachas B'Yerushalmi, Mishen osomegulat filo ma'u doma lo'ovo shal melech shabav v'tofach apisru shal melech. Yatzah melech umatzu sheiflig. Afu iflig. Eli yehe adam mikarev lakadosh baruch hu'elav. Rather, go close to Hashem. Umiratzehu b'tishbachos v'kilusin. Show Yitzias Mitzrayim. And praise Him about Yitzias Mitzrayim. Hashem, you're awesome. And He did Yitzias Mitzrayim. And Kriyas Yamsuf. V'hu miskarev elav. And we go close to Hashem. Hashem go close to us. Uba'odo karov elav. Yesh lo l'tvot tzrachav. And once we're there, when we're close, then you can ask whatever you want. So that's the Rashi. Rashi quotes this and expands on it. Brachas Dalam Abeis, Rashi quotes this. There is a lot of lumdus in Smichas Gula Tfila. If you look in the stipler in Simon Bays and Brachas discuss, Smichas Gula Tfila. Is it a din in Gula or is it a din in Tfila? Right, lumdus. Right? Is it that our recognition of Hashem as being the Goel is faulty if it's not followed right away by Tfila? Or our tefillah is lacking if it's not preceded by geula. Like, which one is it? Right? That's what he says. You can understand that whenever you have two things that connect to each other. Is it a din in geula? Is it a din in tefillah? Kiddush b'makom seuda. Is it a din in kiddush or is it a din in seuda? 2 days in the Rashbam in Arvi Pesachim. So that's the stipler. Im zeu tzarech ha-tefillah, sha-tefillah mikubeles kishibo miyad achar geula. O dinei mashizet tzarech brachas geula. Shemitachsisei ha-bracha hu lahasmich la-tefillah. He quotes the Rashi that we have and he says, it's unclear from that Rashi which one you would say. But he says, let me ask you this. If it's a din in tefillah, why don't we do it by mincha? Right? If you do it by mincha, if it's such a din, and you can't approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in tefillah, unless you have geula, so Ian, you speak to tefillah, tzarech tefillah, yeish lisha, lama tefillah's mincha, v'musaf, v'ne'ila, mikubelas below smichas geula. Al karchach, the bismachi no b'chiv to geula, less lamba. It must be a din in geula. But he says, if it's a din in smicha, in geula, im neima, de'enima, de smichas geula, tefillah, mitzarech ha-geula, sheroila, if it's a din in geula, then obviously, there's no din of geula, then there's no din of smichas geula tefila. But again, he goes back and forth in this piece in Simon Beis, quoting Raya's Lakan Ulakan. Okay, we continue. Rabban Gamliel Omer, Achiyala Marashachar. So remember, Gamliel said the third opinion in the Mishnah. When is the latest time for Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis? It is either the first part of the night, the first third, or until Chatzos. The Chachamim said. Or until Amud HaShachar. Asya, the Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Gamliel, who holds that it's the whole night, all the way till dawn, follows Rabbi Shimon's opinion, Detani, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon means, Rabbi Shimon Bayochai. Rabbi Shimon says, Pa'amim, Sh'adam Kori, Ashma, Achas, Lefnei Amud HaShachar, V'Achas, L'Achar Amud HaShachar. It's possible that somebody could say Shema twice, very close to each other. One right before dawn, and one right after dawn. V'nimsa yosi dechovaso shel yom v'shalayla. And it comes out that he's yosei dechova b'yom uvalayla, right before, right after. This happened one time, my son is an officer in the army, so he said one time, you know, we have mincha ma'ariv minyanim sometimes, we've heard of. So he says one night he had a ma'ariv shachris minyan. Right, he had a Meir of Shachris. They did some kind of trip the whole night, a seer the whole night, and then they had a Meir of Shachris. So you think this never comes up? This Achar of Achasel and Ashachar Lefnei and one LaAchar. So that's this. Rabbi Shimon says this is what he has. Says the Gemara. So the Harakar of Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Ba'arvis. Right. So you see, Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Shimon regarding the Meiriv time that Kriyashma goes all the way until dawn, all the way until dawn. But now the Gemara says. Af Shachris Kane? Does he also agree to him by Shachris? Meaning, it seems from here, Rabbi Shimon says you could do it right before dawn, right after dawn. But, you know, that's Rabbi Gamliel holds like that until dawn. That's what he says in the Mishnah. But what about the Shachris one? When's the earliest time to have in Shachris? Dawn is what Rabbi Shimon says. But there are other opinions that say it should be a little later, right? Vasikin is right before sunrise. So, O Yehei Baki Demar Zeira Tanoi, right? Maybe it should be like Rabbi Zeira Tanoi. What's Tanoi? The Haredim says, Shone Brisos, the one that Rabbi Zeira, the teacher of Brisos, Achui Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Bar Ashiya Udrav Abba Bar Chana, the brothers of Rav Chiya and Rav Abba. Interesting, two brothers with different fathers, right? They're obviously maternal. Maternal brothers. The Nesiv Yerushalayim, the Sefer here on the Yerushalmi, he says the last two are maternal brothers, and then they're paternal with Reb Zeira, with one of them. So you got to work out which half brothers, but they're all brothers here, but they have different names. But either way, what does he say? Hakori Manche Mishmar Lo Yatsa. Kimashkimen ayu. Right, if somebody reads Kriyashma with the Anshei Mishmar, the people of the Kohanim who are doing the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, so then they are not Yotze because they do it very early. Do it very early. Right. Bidi Eved. It says Lo Yotze. The Mefarshim say, it can't be that it's Ma'akev Bidi Eved, because then why would they be saying it then? What do you mean Lo Yotze? The Anshei Mishmar always said of them because they're going to be very busy later on, so they're not going to have a chance. So it can't be that they're not Yotze. It means they're not Yotze L'chadchila. So that is a question. Does Rabbi Gamliel also hold of the Reb Shimon right after Shacharis, or does he say later? That question is unanswered. We don't have an answer to that question. The Charedimir discusses, interesting, that the Kohanim are involved in Avoda, and they're involved in Sarchei Tzibur. Sarchei Tzibur. So we have sources, we're not going to go through this whole Charedim, but we have the sources about Osik B'Tzarchei Rabim, Pater from certain mitzvos, based on Osik B'Mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah. Right? So we have that discussion here in the Charedim. Just to give you one makar relating to this. And that is in Hilchas Avelos. If you have in Shin Mem Aleph is the biggest, there's a Taz that talks about what they're doing there in Hilchas Aninus. Not in Hilchas Aninus. So we know, let's say somebody is sitting Shiva and then they do the burial and it's in the afternoon. So they miss Shacharis. Right? The person died at night and they miss Shacharis, now it's the afternoon. So the halacha is you don't have to do tashlum, you don't have to do two minchas, because the person was an onain at the time. The person is an onain, so you miss a davening, unlike if somebody forgot, or if somebody slept through it, or so then you would do tashlumim. That's what so that's A. What about Havdalah? Right, my mother was niftara on Thursday night, and the Leviah wasn't until Sunday afternoon. Right, so what do you do for Havdalah? So Havdalah you make! Whenever you don't say, oh, because at the Iker time for Havdalah, you know, Motzi Shabbos, I was an Onain, so then there's no Havdalah. No, Misha Meislo Meis B'Shabbos, Yochel Motzi Shabbos below Havdalah, below this is Shulchan Aruch, below Yispala, below Beboker Kodem Kvura, Ulachar Kvura, Yispala Tfilo Shachris, Im Lo Avar Zmana, Avot Tfilo Se'erev, Lo Yispala, Shekvar Avar Zmana, you don't make up Tfilos Mis B'Shas Aninus, below Dami L'Shachach, below Yispala Arvis. So that's like somebody who forgets. Shemis palo shachar shtayim. Kivin shebalayla lo hayachayim lispalo. Ulinin avdala yavdal achar sheik barameis. Fine. Says the Shah, the Taz here quotes the Drisha. Hu adin, a huge chiddush, big discussion. Lemisasik b'tzar chetzibur. V'chayotzebo. Bizman tfila. Shepatim lispalo. Kumo shekadav atur simin sadi gimel. If somebody's ozik b'tzar chetzibur and they're putter from tfila, so then, same thing. Umitocha Ezek Avrizman Osa Tfila Gamkein Ain Sorech LaHashlima Bizman Tfila Shachareha Lizpal Shayim Echem Anat Hashlumin. Says the Jerisha, you don't have to make it up because you are Anus. Kivan Shagamkein Bizman Ezek Haya Potter Mitfila Kamo Avelus Tahacha Demali Onis Da Avelus O Ezek Mitzvah. Wow. Uladaiti Kolshekeinu, says the Jerisha, it's a Kolshekein. Tahakish Nisati Bzarchi Tzibur Gamkein Avad Avodas Hashem Yisbarach. That's the language of the Drisha quoted here in the Taz, Shin Mem Aleph Os Hey. And says the Taz, I'm sorry, I don't understand that. V'tama ani em yasud v'ramei l'mipiv. Right, that's a lashon of kavod, but I can't believe he said such a thing. Ta'akashu onis mikri pater mitfila. Ubed ya'amru, but onis to mispalach Hashem. We know an onis. If you have an onis happen, you do daven later. You do daven later if somebody is osek in something. V'uadin nami pater machmas tirda to the mitzvah. He says that the aninus is something different. You're not in the world of mitzvahs. That's different. Ein anidon dome l'raya. The dafke ma patur ba machmas davar acher. Tainu shu atzmo yachalus palo b'lishum minia. Elisha avelus potraso. I want to daven, but aninus says I can't daven. There you say there's no tashlum in acharkach. The zen nikri p'tur v'lo ones. We might call that's a hafkas achiev, not a poter of the chiev. Ma she'enkein in matur machmas tirda ein zekari potur mizar atzmo ela ones. And one would have to make it up, kenirli barov. That's a machlokes, the Drisha and the Taz, about Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur, but that's what's brought up here in the Charedim. What about the Kohanim? What do the Kohanim even have to say it or do it? You know, they're Osik B'Tzarchei Tzibur. Okay. Maiso Banabad Mebeis HaMishteh. Gamliel's children, remember the first story in Shas. His family comes home from the wedding, and they say, what should we do? And he says, yeah, you should say Kriyat Shema. And even the Chachamim only said it k'dei laharchek. Rabbi Gamliel, Palag al Rabbanan va'avin uvda kavase. Would Rabbi Gamliel really argue on the Rabbanan and paskin like himself? Meaning, when you're a das yachid, right? Would you argue on the Rabbanan and go like yourself? But we have an example of Rabbi Meir who has a machlokas with the Rabbim, and he does not follow his own opinion. And Rabbi Akiva also, there's an example that he has his own opinion, and he does not follow his own opinion. So how could he do it? So we're about to quote all of those examples, and then we're going to get back to Rabbi Gamliel about how he did it. Interesting, though, if you look in the first Rashba in Brachas, he says, Me'ikar adin, our Gemara, meaning our Bavli Gemara, sounds like that technically, deep down, Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan argue. And the Machlokas is only the Lechadchila, whether Laharchikas Adam in Ha'avera. That's what it sounds like from the Bavli. Then Me'ikar adin, we discussed this already yesterday, whether there's a real Machlokas. Mashiviu Bakan Maisu Bo'obanav, says the Rashba, Nirali, the Lav Lamemra, the Sphere Lu, the Pligi Rabbanan Alei. Right? The story does not teach us that the Rabbanan argue. Ela Adaraba. The story teaches us that really Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan have the same shita. The fact that Rabbi Gamliel told them to say Kriya Shema all the way until the morning. Because if he really argued, he wouldn't go against what the Rabbanan say. So I think that whole story proves that they're really not arguing. But then he says, right, the way that our Yerushalmi is set up here, right, lining this up with the other opinions, it sounds like that he is arguing with Rabbanan, because the Gemara is asking, how could he go like himself and not follow the majority? So the Rashba points out that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi give different approaches, different feelings about whether this is a machlokes or not. The whole idea of Rove, interesting, it relates to the sugi of Zakein Mamre, right, Zakein Mamre, where there's an Isser D'Oraisa for one of the great members of the Sanhedrin who was outvoted to continue paskening like his own case. That's a unique type of case. If somebody is in his own city, remember the Gemara in Shabbos, beginning of the Reblazer Demila, where it says that Rabbi Yossi Aglili, I think it was, right, in his city they ate chicken cheeseburgers. Right, because that's what it was before. It was an accepted psak. So at the time when there was still different opinions in Klal Yisrael, so you could follow your Rebbe's psak. But once something is accepted, that's it. And by Zakein Mamre, it was voted on, and therefore you can't paskin like the Das Yachid. So here too, I guess the question is: once it's voted upon and everybody accepts a certain opinion, so how could you go against? Right, there is a mitzvah daraisa. The Sefer Chinuch has a mitzvah ayin ches of achri rabban lahatos to follow the majority. The question is, how far do you go with that? Give enough time for it now, but one could look at the Minchas Chinuch there. So here we go. So, hey, Nashkechina, the Rebbe Meir Palag Rabbanan, v'lo'avod of the Kavase, where do you find that Rebbe Meir did not go against the Rabbanan and did not follow his opinion? Detani, Sachin al Vantis, l'chola b'Shabbos. We know there's an Isser de Rabbanan in certain situations of taking medicine on Shabbos. Gzeira of Shchika Samamanim. Shabbos Daftun Gimel tells us the Gzeira, because medicine in those days was ground up. If you take medicine, maybe you'll come to grind it, which is an Isser d'Oraisa of Tochein. It does not apply to a chola she'ish bo sakana, obviously. Somebody whose life is in danger. It doesn't even apply to a chola she'ein bo sakana. Somebody whose life is not in danger, who is in the category of really sick, chola she'ein bo sakana. A Jew is allowed to take medicine for a chola she'ein bo sakana. It's the level lower than that in the categories, whether mechish ba'alma and chola b'miksas, that's where one is not allowed to take medicine. If somebody is sick in bed, they are a chola she'ein bo sakana, and they're allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. But in the situation, we're not. So the Braisa says, al vantis is this type of mixture with honey and wine that they smeared on a chola on Shabbos. That's allowed. Why? Because that's one of the heterim of medicine called ma'achol briyim, something that even healthy people use. So that's not included in the Gzeira. If I'm having chicken soup, not because I love chicken soup, but because I have a cold, so that's mutter, because it's called chicken soup. If I only drink water from a bottle and not from the tap, because I think it's healthier, that's mutter on Shabbos, because that's ma'achol briyim. So that's why you're allowed to. But the Braisa says this is only when you created this mixture before Shabbos. You have to vigorously mix the wine and the oil. But if you didn't do that before, it is aser. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Mater Meir Litrof Yain V'Shem L'Sof L'Chol B'Shabbos. Rabbi Meir allows it. Rabbi Meir allows you even to make it on Shabbos. V'Kfar Chalu B'Kasher L'Asos L'Kain. Rabbi Meir himself once got sick on Shabbos. We wanted to make it for him. V'lo Hiniach Lanu. He says, no, you can't. V'Yamarnu Lo Rabbi, D'Varecha M'Vata B'Chayecha. Rebbe, what do you mean? Your words are going to be nullified in your lifetime? Amar lan, ava bishani mekil acherim, machmirin al atzmi, ta'apalik al-chaveirai. I'm not going to be meko because my friends, the chachamim, they argue on me. So therefore, you see, Rabbi Meir did not paskin like his own shita. He went like the Rabbanan l'chumra. The Sefer Charedim and the other Mepharshim discuss, what do you mean, even though I'm meko to others, what do you mean, is he meko to others? He does paskin like the other opinion. So it doesn't really mean that. The Sefer Charedim says, it means that if he would see someone else doing it, he wouldn't stop them. Doesn't mean that he would actually go and tell them that it is allowed. Im ha'yushalin alo im mutter ha'yosel lahem. Right? Because that is what the Chachamim say. V'hu lo ho'ra hadin l'talmid ha'alach l'maisa. El shon alahem derech limuda. He gave a shir about this. He didn't think that they would paskin like it. He thought they would know the difference between Beis Medrash talk and alach l'maisa talk. But they didn't realize it, and that's why he had to clarify. So you see from there, Rabbi Meir paskin against the Rabbanan, and he did not follow his own opinion. He said, follow the Rabbanan. V'hein ashkachinat Rabbi Akiva paligal Rabbanan. Rabbi Akiva also, v'lo avidov dakavase. Rabbi Akiva had a machlokas with the Rabbanan and did not follow his own opinion. Where? Ki tzanina taman. The Mishnah says in Maseches Ahalos, Hashid Ravagol Golas, we know there's tumas meis. If there is a dead body under a roof, there is tumas meis. One does not need an entire dead body. Certain important parts of the body also have the status of a dead body and creates tumas ohel. The spine of a person, the skull of a person, a certain amount of blood of a person. What happens if you have that, but it's from two different bodies? Hashid Rav Agul Golas Mishnei Mesim, the spine or skull of two people. Revias Dam Mishnei Mesim, or Revias Dam from two dead bodies. Rovat Samas Mishnei Mesim, a certain amount of bones from two bodies. An aver from a dead body, a limb of a dead body, or a limb of a live. Aver menachai is also metame. Rabbi Akiva, in all these cases where it's a combination of two bodies, Rabbi Akiva metame, he says that combines. Vachachavim metare, and the chum say no, tohar. Tani maisa, sheviyu kubam leat, some must be kfar tevi, and there was a story where there was a whole basket of bones from Kfar Tevi, v'inichu ba'avir ha'knesses. They didn't want anybody to become tame, so they put it in the airspace, the avir, maybe there was no roof, in the area, the yard of the shul, bilud, v'nechnas tudrus harofe, and tudrus the doctor, who the Haredim says was in baki in chachmas ha'nituach, that probably means anatomy, and he knows bodies, v'nechnas kol harofe mimo, and all the doctors went inside with him to check, amar tudrus harofe, ein kan shidra mimes echad, v'logu glos mimes echad. All these bones here, they're from two different bodies. They're not from one body. Right? He was able to ascertain that. And Amru, they said, Ho v'yeshkan mataren v'yeshkan matamin, namod al aminyan. So let's count. Let's see what the psak is. What's the psak if it's from two bodies? His chilu me Rabbi Akiva v'tier. And they started with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva says, Tor, Tor. Amru, they said, Ho v'yita matame v'tiharta, Tor. What do you mean? You always said tame. How do you say Tor? It must be because Rabbi Akiva realized the Chachamim were against him, and therefore he said, Halacha l'maisa, you would say Tahar. What's the lumdis about one mace, two mace? The Mepharshim explain. Is the, if you say that possibly Rabbi Akiva, who holds Metamin, the Chacham Metamin, the Chacham's Shita is that a spine or a skull, it's the stand-in for a body. Right? It's not just Metamin by itself. It's Ki'ilu, this is a body. This skull is this so chashev is considered as if the whole body's there. But maybe if it's two people, it can't be that. It can't be that. It can't be a stand-in for a body if it's just two different sources. Right? That's why we have to look at it as a stand-in for that. Just to end off with one line, because it says, Chachmas Anituachi, if you look in the Hakdam of the Pa'asa Shulchan, that the Rabbi Saul Mishkolov wrote a sefer all about Milchus HaTulias Ba'aretz. In his introduction, he talks all about his Rebbe the Gra. That's one of the places where we know a lot of the stories about the Vilna Gaon from. So there he says that his Rebbe the Gra was a baki in every chachma. In every chachma under the sun, besides Torah, but he knew botany and he knew music. He knew every chachma that there is in the world. And it says that he wanted to become a bakmi in chachmas hanituach, which means anatomy pashtus, like the lashon here, like Tudus was a baki. So he wanted to go to medical school and research. His father didn't let him go. He says, if you become no chachmas hanituach and you become a doctor, you'll become the best doctor in the world, and you have to spend your whole day being a doctor and not being able to sit and be the grump. So that's why his father discouraged him, right? Discouraged him from doing that. But again, the chachmas hanituach lashon, right? That's a lashon that is used there in the Hakdama. Okay, we will stop here.